Surviving Debt in the Aftermath of the Recent Bank Failures, A Guide to Managing Your Debt in the Aftermath of Bank Collapses. Recent bank failures, such as those of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, have left many people worried about their debt and credit ratings. Economic instability can impact individuals' ability to manage their debt. Market fluctuations can affect interest rates, job security, and other factors that influence financial well-being. How can I manage my debt and improve my credit score in the aftermath of a bank failure? After a bank or credit union failure, managing your debt and improving your credit score both start with pulling your credit report, reviewing your debts, creating a budget, using credit strategically, communicating with your creditors, and seeking professional credit counseling help when needed. This post provides guidance and tips for each of these steps, helping you prepare for and get through turbulent financial times. Review your debts after bank failures. The bank failures of early 2023 left many consumers concerned about their personal debt and credit ratings. It's essential to take stock of your debts, including credit cards, loans, and mortgages, to understand your financial situation fully. Make a list of each type of debt, including the interest rate, minimum payment, and due date. This will help you prioritize which debts to pay off first. In the aftermath of bank failures, it's also crucial to check your credit report regularly for any errors or fraudulent accounts. With some banks closing, there may be confusion about who holds your debt, so it's essential to monitor your credit report to ensure all information is accurate. By law, you can get a free copy of your credit report from each of the three major credit bureaus: Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, once a year at annualcreditreport.com. However, since COVID and at least through the end of 2023, checking your credit report this way has no effect on your credit rating. Once you have a list of your debts, you can start to organize them by interest rate or balance. Consider focusing on paying off high-interest debts first, as they will cost you more money in the long run. This method is known as the debt avalanche. Alternatively, you may want to tackle smaller debts first to get some quick wins and build momentum. This method is called the debt snowball. If you're struggling to make payments, don't be afraid to reach out to your creditors and ask for help. In light of recent bank failures, your creditors may be more willing to work with you to create a payment plan or temporarily lower your interest rate. Communication is key, and addressing the issue now is better than ignoring it and risking damage to your credit score. With or without bank failures, create a household budget. Even without the fallout of recent bank failures, having a budget in place remains an important part of a household's plan for financial stability. A budget is a tactical step that helps you manage your money by tracking your income and expenses. By creating a budget, you can see where your money is going and identify areas where you can cut back. One possible consequence of bank failures on a consumer's household budget is the potential loss of access to credit or loans. If a bank that holds your debt fails, you may find yourself unable to make payments or take out new loans. This might put a strain on your budget, as you'll need to find alternative ways to pay off your debts or cover unexpected expenses. Bank failures are extremely rare and have no direct impact on the vast majority of U.S. consumers. To create a budget, start by listing your sources of income, including your salary, any side hustles, and government benefits. Next, make a list of your regular expenses, such as rent or mortgage payments, utilities, cellular service, transportation, and groceries. Be sure to include any debts you identified in the previous step. Once you have a clear picture of your income and expenses, you can start to make adjustments to balance your budget. If you're spending more than you're earning, you'll need to cut back on some expenses or find ways to increase your income. If your budget indicates that you will have a cash surplus, consider putting it toward paying off debt or building up your emergency fund. Creating a budget is an essential step in managing your finances, especially in the aftermath of bank failures. By tracking your income and expenses, you can make informed decisions about how to spend your money and identify areas where you can save. Additionally, having a budget in place can help you navigate any potential financial challenges caused by bank failures, such as the loss of access to credit or loans. Consider debt consolidation to counter effects of market volatility. If you have multiple debts with high interest rates, you may want to consider debt consolidation. This is where you take out a loan to pay off all your debts and have a single monthly payment with a lower interest rate. Debt consolidation can simplify your payments and save you money on interest over time. However, be careful not to accrue more debt once you've consolidated. Seek help from a nonprofit credit counseling agency. If you're feeling overwhelmed by your debt, seek help from a nonprofit credit counseling agency. These organizations can help you create a debt management plan, negotiate with your creditors, and provide financial education and resources. They can also help you avoid predatory lending and debt relief scams. Managing debt during times of economic volatility can be challenging, but it's not impossible. By reviewing your debt, creating a budget, considering debt consolidation, and seeking help from a nonprofit credit counseling agency, you can regain control of your finances and reduce your debt. Remember to be patient and persistent, and don't hesitate to ask for help if you need it. Strategies for managing debt in a volatile market. Managing debt during times of financial uncertainty can be challenging, but there are strategies that consumers can use to minimize the impact of a volatile market on their financial situation. One important strategy is to prioritize debt repayment by paying off high-interest debt first. This can help reduce the amount of interest that accrues on the debt and make it easier to manage overall. Another strategy is to negotiate with creditors to establish a repayment plan that works for your current financial situation. Many creditors are willing to work with consumers who are struggling to repay their debt, particularly during times of economic instability. One possible consequence of a bank failure on a consumer's debt is that it can create uncertainty and financial instability. For example, if a consumer has a loan or credit card through a bank that fails, they may be unsure about how to proceed with their debt repayment. However, it is important to remember that even in the aftermath of a bank failure, consumers still have options for managing their debt. Working with a nonprofit credit counseling agency can be particularly helpful during these times, as they can provide guidance and support on how to navigate the challenges of debt in a volatile market. Another important strategy for managing debt in a volatile market is to stay informed and up to date on changes in the economy and financial markets. This can help consumers anticipate changes in interest rates and other factors that can impact their debt repayment. Tips for improving your credit score in a volatile market. In a volatile market, it's important to take proactive steps to improve your credit score. One way to do this is to make sure you're paying all of your bills on time. Late payments can have a significant negative impact on your credit score, so it's important to make sure you're paying all of your bills on time, even if it means cutting back on other expenses. Another strategy is to pay down your debts. High levels of debt can also have a negative impact on your credit score, so it's important to pay down your debts as quickly as possible. One possible consequence of a bank failure is that it may become more difficult to obtain credit, which means it's even more important to keep your debts under control and pay them down as quickly as possible. Finally, you should regularly check your credit report to make sure there are no errors or fraudulent accounts listed. A bank failure could potentially lead to errors or fraudulent accounts appearing on your credit report. If you do find any errors or fraudulent accounts, be sure to report them to the credit reporting agencies immediately. Case studies. Looking at examples of how others have successfully managed their debt during times of financial uncertainty can be helpful and inspiring. Sarah, mother of two. For example, Sarah, a single mother of two, found herself struggling to make ends meet after the bank where she had her savings account failed. She was faced with mounting debt and didn't know where to turn. However, after working with a nonprofit credit counseling agency, she was able to create a budget, negotiate with her creditors, and develop a debt repayment plan that worked for her. With the guidance and support of the credit counseling agency, Sarah was able to regain control of her finances and reduce her debt. John and Maria. Another example is John and Maria, a married couple who were both laid off from their jobs during a period of economic instability. They were worried about their mounting debt and the impact it would have on their credit score. However, after seeking the help of a nonprofit credit counseling agency, they were able to create a budget, cut back on expenses, and negotiate with their creditors to create a repayment plan that worked for their new financial situation. They also received guidance on how to improve their credit score and were able to get back on track financially. These examples demonstrate that with the right resources and support, it is possible to manage debt and improve one's financial situation, even in times of uncertainty and crisis. By seeking help from a nonprofit credit counseling agency, consumers can gain the tools and knowledge they need to navigate the challenges of debt and work towards a more secure financial future. Related questions. How can I identify a financially stable bank? To identify a financially stable bank, review its financial statements, check if it's FDIC insured, and research its financial history, management, loan portfolio, capital adequacy, liquidity ratios, customer satisfaction, and reputation in the industry. If I have money deposited with a bank that fails, how can I access it? In case a bank fails, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, protects depositors by reimbursing up to $250,000 per account. You can file a claim with the FDIC to access your funds. The process is usually quick, and you may receive your reimbursement within a few days or weeks. Where do you file a claim for deposits in a failed bank? If you had more than $250,000 in a bank or credit union that failed, you should contact the government insurance agency. For failed banks, call the FDIC, bank insurer, at 866-799-0959. For failed credit unions, call the NCUA, credit union insurer. Start online here, or email amcmail@ncua.gov.